Protests broke out in several cities in Afghanistan today. Demonstrators are angry over the burning of a Quran by a small Christian movement in Florida. At least 9 people were killed in those protests today. Yesterday, in the northern Afghan city of Mazar-e-Sharif, a mob, also angered by that Quran burning, overran the UN headquarters and killed 12 people, including 7 international UN workers. NPR's Quill Lawrence is following this story for us from Kabul. Quill, shock, obviously, over those killings at the UN headquarters. How is the UN in Afghanistan responding?
Well, I think they were frankly quite shocked, even though it's not the first time that the UN has been attacked here. It's still not clear whether this was instigated by insurgents or whether this was simply honest anger on the part of the public in Mazar-e-Sharif. But they attacked what almost everyone is recognizing are people who had nothing to do, of course, with the burning of this Quran in Florida. And as you know, 7 people were killed, 7 UN staff were killed, and 5 demonstrators as well.
Quill, I wonder, how was it so easy for them to get inside of that compound?
Apparently, it was just numbers that overwhelmed the guards. And again, this is not a compound that is on high alert or in a city that's used to security threats. It's not on the sort of security stance that places even here in the capital are, for example.
What do you know about the other demonstrations that broke out throughout the day?
Well, there had been demonstrations in Kabul, in Herat, and in Mazar-e-Sharif yesterday, Friday, after the Friday prayers and the imams preached against it. The demonstrations in Kandahar today seemed almost to be in response. Kandahar, of course, is the heartland of the Taliban, and many of the people demonstrating there were carrying white flags, the sign of the Taliban, and also slogans and posters saying down with America and chanting slogans against the Afghan government, which they see as closely aligned with America. There were protests all over the city. There were clashes with security forces there, and at least 9 people were killed and scores were wounded, as well as many shops burned, cars burned, and in particular, they destroyed a girls' high school.
That's NPR's Quill Lawrence in the Afghan capital, Kabul. Quill, thanks very much.
Thank you, Guy.